It's already been a rough week for subway riders. This after that track fire on Monday snarled the morning commute, especially people coming from Upper Manhattan. Our transit project, We the Commuters, has spent the last few days engaging folks about their subway experiences. WNYC's James Ramsey is leading the effort. He's in the studio with me now. James, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, so remind us of this assignment that we're giving our listeners.
So right now what we're asking subway riders is, if you could share one comment or question with the MTA at its board meeting next week, what would it be?
And what are you hearing so far? Are you getting responses?
A lot of them.
Hundreds
have come in. I now have a 10,000-word document full of your comments and gripes, which I'm sure an MTA board member would love to read in its entirety, perhaps if they were stuck underground in a train. Uh-huh. Anyway, there are a few themes that are sticking out so far. Safety is a big one. We're hearing a lot about crowded subway platforms. You know, it can only get so crowded before it's precarious to be just standing near a track. So it's not just an inconvenience when trains are delayed. It's making people feel unsafe, especially if you're on an elevated outdoor platform. Mm-hmm. Another thing we're hearing is a plea for better PA systems. And again, it's partly a safety issue. You know, it's a drag if you can't make out, you know, a message about train traffic ahead. But, you know, what if there's an emergency and the speaker doesn't work? You know, we got a tweet from a bus rider named Carmelina who gave a shout out to her driver on the M2 bus uptown, saying, you know, that this driver was giving out clear messages to riders, and why can't train announcements be sort of equally clear?
And you also wonder if they're actually telling the truth, if they even know. In other words, if they say, oh, there's train traffic ahead, but then later on you find out, oh, no, there was something else happening.
Right, and being on a bus, at least you could see around
sure.
you know. And then, right, it's important to have a train conductor giving you something truthful. And then, you know, another thing, we got a question from a commuter named Bon Champion from Crown Heights, and I thought this was really good. He said, what can the average commuter do to improve the subway besides just complain to Governor Cuomo's Twitter account?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the MTA is responsible for the system, you're not. But a lot of riders seem, you know, open to helping out, somehow making this a better experience. We just don't necessarily have the clearest idea of what that help might entail from us besides not standing in the way of the doors or spreading our legs.
Okay, so what's next?
Next, what we want, keep the comments coming at WNYC.org/commuters, but what we also need is our commuter ambassador. This is the person who's going to show up next Wednesday morning at the MTA board meeting and deliver that comment in person. It's 10 a.m., and if you're game and you can do it, email me at james@WNYC.org, and I'll fill you in more.
James, are you going to accompany this person to the board meeting?
I'll be standing quietly in the back cheering them on.
Definitely think you should go. James Ramsey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.